12 o'clock on Saturday night. And it started at 12 o'clock on Saturday night. And every day with the door, there'd be the back, you know, pumping. And the canals would run down, then they had to go close all the levees. And at night at 12 o'clock, well, they're going to have to get up and go start opening the levees again. Because the pumps are going to start, well, the water's going to get there around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Changed a lot, I guess. And then in that sense, it's easier to plant. One reason why they're going with an airplane now, Mr. Minix, is because they don't have to, in other words, it won't mess up the ground underneath. In other words, after they've water plowed, put the rows up.
What it is a whole lot quicker done. And you save on labor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see you save on labor, because if you drill, like I was telling you, you can't do more than about 40, 50 acres a day.
The seed will take that way? It'll take?
Yeah.
In other words, all they do is just drop it down there?
And they cover it. Or then, if you water plant, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you the way we would do it over here. We'll wake our land up, and we put 450 pound a foot lot to the acre.
Yeah.
That was triple 15 with zinc. Okay. And we put that and we dish it. We dish the land.
Yeah.
Then we come, we flood it. Then we get, now we wreck it in the water with this foot lot in there. We'd use drags and harrows. Now a fella got to know what he's done, because if you get left, you skip a place, this water is going to show. The grass going to come up like that.
Uh-huh.
So what you do, you don't put too much water. And you go ahead and you do your hole for you. When you get through, you let it settle a little bit, about a half a day or so. You come, you throw your rice in it. And you leave it out till it sprout. Well, we used to sweet sprout. What we do, we take it and put it in a canal.
In a what?
In a
canal?
Yeah, in a, we had a special hole where you put it in where the water was still.
Uh-huh.
You know, you didn't have no fresh water running in.
Yeah.
And you throw a, let's say if you had 100 acres you wanted to plant, you put 150 pound of seeds to the acre, you put 150 sacks in. You throw the sacks in there weighing 100 pound when you put them. You go to get them out, they weigh 160 because they wet. They smell like hell. The rice we have, it be all sour, you know. Smell like the dickens, and then you can get there and get it out. You stack it on the truck. Then you take you some tarpaulin and you wrap it up. Airtight. And you leave it, 36 hours. Wrapped up on that tarpaulin. When you go back, your rice be coming out your sacks. You sprout it.
Uh-huh.
Then you put it in the plant and you throw it in the field. And the next day, you cut your water out the field. You plow your ditches. You plow all your ditches. Then you gotta start, you gotta get all the water off. Little holes of water and stuff. You get it all off in about 4 days, you can see it. Early in the morning, you go out there and look, you get even at the ground, you can see all this little green stuff coming up. And we used to do a whole lot of water plant. But later we went back to dry plant. Water planting, it had its advantages and disadvantages. If you got red rice, that's ruining the formula. Now you get a bunch of red rice. But with water, you can kind of control it a little bit with water if you water plant. You don't never let your field get dry when you first plant. You just, it's your rice sprout, you come back and you float it again. And that the red rice had a tendency it won't come up